Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey guys, in this video, me and Brianna are going to help you with three tools for communicating when she's the spender
and he's the saver.
Number one, don't play the parent or the child. Number two, create some boundaries. And three, create a common rallying cry. These are the three things we've used in our marriage. 21 years going strong, guys. And we hope to help you out with these today. Get the pen and paper out. Hey, everybody, this is Dominique.
And I'm Brianna, and we're here today, guys, to hopefully help you do more with your life and money.
That's what this is all about, financial literacy, economic empowerment, and I would say personal development. And I'm really excited about this episode today because this is something that, We've matured along this path.
Absolutely.
In our marriage, right?
And we'll continue to mature. That's the beauty of this process. But at least we have some tools, right?
We have some tools, and I want to share those today. So just real quick disclaimer, we've talked about these things before. So make sure you hit the subscribe button to check out the other episodes that we've talked about.
Yeah.
And at the end of this, hopefully you'll have these three tools in your tool belt. No matter if you're the spender and you're the woman or the man, or you're the saver and you're the woman or man, either way.
Yeah, it's not gender specific at all.
Oh, it's not gender specific at all. I was just listening to a podcast, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And she was saying that spenders are not necessarily, that's the role you play. Spender saver, that's the role you play.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a personality type.
Sure. You're right.
So from that standpoint, anybody can be that. That's basically what we're saying.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and jump right into this. So don't play the parent. And don't play the child. This is kind of your brainchild, so why don't you unpack that a little bit?
This is the way that I see it. Typically, when you have the saver and the saver tends to take on this parent role, whether they took it on because the spender behaved more like a child in that they didn't handle the finances correctly, so they felt that they needed to come in and correct or...
So hold on, let me see what you're
support.
Saying here. So you're saying the savers in the relationship, man or woman, usually kind of play, sometimes have that dynamic where they're acting like the parent and the spender is acting like the child?
Yes. I've rarely seen the case where the parent is the spender.
Mm.
But that could happen too. But the thing about it is that parent-child dynamic is not one that you want to have going on in your marriage.
It's not sexy.
A marriage, it's not sexy at all. Like, who's with their parent in that one? The whole point is
you're a
partner, right? You're partners. So you're collaborators.
Yeah.
You're not one who's lower than and or, not equal to.
Even if you have a different size of, let's say you contribute a larger amount into the budget.
It's particularly then you got to communicate.
We got to do a podcast on that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because then that person could feel like, I can tell you how to spend the money, or I can tell you how we're going to spend the money because I bring in the most. And that doesn't create a dynamic of partnership either.
Yeah.
So we don't want parent-child relationships. We want to be able to talk as partners, and we want to get on that equal playing field together.
Cool. So that's number one. So don't play the parent. Don't play the child.
No.
Number two, create some boundaries. And I think what I would say about boundaries, I'm going to let you chime in on this too, because I know you got some really good feedback, is that, the boundaries is more so like, what line not to cross, right? I know what buttons not to push on her side and vice versa.
Well, he knows what will happen when those buttons get pushed. How about that? And that's not what we want. Like, and it's vice versa.
Yes. I would agree totally. So go ahead and steal my thunder. Go ahead and talk about boundaries.
No, seriously. Boundaries goes right in with the whole parent-child dynamic.
Okay.
So if I'm behaving like a child because I'm the spender, I'm not aware of what's in the account, and I overspend, or I spend without knowing what should be coming out, and I'm acting like a child, then that's when we sit down and say, hey, look, we both are on the same page. We both need this to be happening. Let's set the boundaries, set the tone, let's set all of the parameters.
So this is what
successful.
So this is what you mature to, because one way to push your button and cross a boundary would be stuff like, see, you did that again.
Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff. And then that puts you in a whole funk. It puts me in a funk. Then we don't talk or communicate like we've talked about in other podcasts.
Sure.
And then you have this distance that grows, you know, and then you know, you have some problems.
True. I agree with you.
Okay. So don't play the parent. Don't play the child. Create boundaries. And then also, I would say, create a common rallying cry. Did you? What was that?
That was the boundary. That was the boundary being made. Seal the deal on that one.
All right. So create a common rallying cry. And what I mean by this is kind of what you were talking about in the boundary. So when you have a set plan and you have a set agenda and we're all rowing in the same direction, for instance, we may figure that as a family, what we want to do is we want to help support our children in school right now, which we're actually doing. We have two college age kids, so we're supporting them in school. And so, you know, a lot of the extra that we might want to do that's right outside of our budget, we decided to move that towards the college supporting of the children. And that's going to be over one day, and then we'll celebrate that, and we'll move on to something else.
Absolutely.
But it's important to have that one common rallying cry, right?
When you have that rallying cry, then that can help you with supporting numbers two and number one.
Yeah.
We have that goal. We already know it's been communicated.
Yep.
It's oftentimes written down as an action item, a step.
Yep.
So now we are in agreement. We're better in agreement. Now we can hold each other better accountable because we have something there. And so that's really what we're looking for to get to number three.
Yeah, I would say that. So just to name it one more time, don't play the parent or the child. That's not hot. That's not sexy.
Not. That's not what marriages are made of.
I'm not attracted to my mom. I'm attracted to my wife,
to my girlfriend. Okay.
And then I would say create boundaries. I would also say you have to create that common rallying cry.
Yeah.
So that's all, guys. Hopefully this has been helpful. You know, we're trying to bring some of this fruit of our 21 years together to help you with your marriage and your finances, your relationship. Maybe you're thinking about getting married.
Yeah.
Just want to work out some of the kinks, if you will, before you make that step. So want to share all of our knowledge with you guys, and hopefully that helps. Listen. To get these updates, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Let us know if we're doing a good job and what topics you may want to hear. Let us know about that, okay? We'll see you later.
Bye, guys.
Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.